Hello, this is Ray.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your opinion. To start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I'm not sure.
Is something that pops up in your mind right now?
No, nothing. Okay. I mean, as far as the biggest issue, no, I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Well, climate change.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I would say probably climate change.
Thank you. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities.
What were the options again? Sorry.
Yes. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Good.
Thank you. What about forest products?
Forest products?
Yes.
I would say good.
Mining?
Good.
Agriculture and farming?
Fair.
Medical manufacturing?
Good.
And refining?
It's good.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? County land departments? You just on the same scale, by the way.
What was it? County what?
County land departments.
I'd say fair.
Forest and timber industries?
Good.
Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Environmental groups.
Good.
And U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important?
Not so important.
Thank you. And how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say is very significant, somewhat significant, not so significant, or not at all significant?
Not so significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place, which you say is more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
More than harvested.
Thank you. And do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than in the 1970s?
Fewer.
Thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
No, not.
What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say is positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yes, it's appropriate.
Thank you. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Thank you. And have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
No.
Thank you very much. Now for something different. Do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. How much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs for an income to community members? Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component in the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Minor.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill this job?
Yes.
And is that a yes support or yes oppose?
Yes support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. A Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hours certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest and forest industries?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Oppose.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Oppose.
getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide.
Oppose.
Thank you very much. Finally, just the last few questions about you and your household. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Postgraduate.
Thank you very much. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
50 and 64.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 plus?
$100,000 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
And in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
A white-collar professional?
Okay. Thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Thank you. And with that, we have reached the end of the survey. So we thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Oh.